I led our group around the side of the castle and up to a large area that had a greenhouse in front of it. The doors were open, so I led everyone inside. There were a couple tables with stacks of pots, soil, seeds, and tools nearby. As we were taking everything in, a female's voice drew our attention. As we turned to look toward the sound of the voice, we saw a tigress who had a pleasant smile on her face.
A pleasant morning to you, young mages, and welcome to Garden Grooming. I am Mariana Ventia. It is my task to help you understand the plants of our world. When cared for and used properly, they can prove very useful. If you would all please take a spot at one of the tables, I'd like to begin your first lesson.
We all walked over to the tables, finding places to wait before turning to her once more.
For your first lesson, you'll be learning about a plant called Alunium. Do any of you know what's special about it? Let's see here. Max, what can you tell me?
That plant's also referred to as Moonsage. It's the main ingredient in sleeping potions.
That's correct. It's used in other things, but that's its most common use. With that being said, that's precisely what we'll be working on today. You will each be starting your own Alunium plant, and over the next several weeks, I'll be teaching you how to care for it properly, and what uses, aside from sleeping potions, it has. Let's begin, shall we?
We were each instructed to take one of them. Afterward, the bags of soil were moved around to give everyone easier access to them. She then had us each start by prepping some of the soil, getting it slightly damp as we put it into the pots, which we were instructed to fill most of the way up. I'd already known most of what we'd been told so far, but seeing as this was a plant I was unfamiliar with, I followed along exactly as instructed anyway, since I didn't want to mess it up.
Now that your soil has been prepared, carefully put your seeds into it and gently use your fingers to push them in. If you find it easier to do so, you could also just lightly cover them with the soil that surrounds them.
Doing as instructed, I carefully emptied the seed pouch that I had been given into the soil. The seeds looked like little circular pellets, which had a grayish-blue color to them. Using one of my fingers, I pushed the seeds into the soil. Once I had, I looked toward Max, who had just finished doing the same with his. It feels nice to be doing some gardening work again.
I bet. What kind of stuff did you grow back home?
Most of the time, it's different flowers. Daisies? Roses? My favorites are lilies, though.
Any particular reason?
Mostly because of the colors. When they bloom, I spend a lot of time watching them. By the way, how did you know that Alunium was used in sleeping potions? Did you look through the book before class started?
Actually, it's because of Dad. I knew he worked from home and that he did something for Crescent View Clinic, but it wasn't until I learned I was coming to the Academy that I found out he's a potioneer for them. He works with Alunium sometimes.
That's cool, Max.
Yeah, it kinda is.
Mistress Ventia had been walking around watching the other mages as they were finishing planting their seeds. Once it seemed everyone had completed that step, she spoke up again.
Now that you have your seeds in your soil, you're going to need to water them. Below each of your tables, you'll find watering cans you can use. You'll want to be sure the top layer of your soil is damp, but don't overdo it. Take your time and do it slowly.
Mistress Ventia?
Yes, Rory.
So far, it doesn't seem like things are much different from caring for a regular plant. Why is that?
To answer your question, that's because when they're first starting out, they aren't any different from normal plants. As they grow, however, though it's easy to care for them, you'll see that they have to be cared for in a certain way in order to remain healthy. And speaking of which, once you have your plants properly watered, I'd like you to carefully move your plants to the table along the outside edge of the greenhouse. While you're not in my class, I'll be taking care of your plants so that they remain healthy. Assuming you've done things correctly, you'll find that they begin to sprout in the next week or so.
That soon? Don't most plants take longer than that?
They do, yes. But you'll find that some magical plants, like the Alunium, grow differently. That's just one of the things that makes them interesting.
Several of the other mages started moving their pots over. I offered my assistance to the ones that were struggling with bringing them over or getting them onto the other table. Once we were all done, she continued.
I'll be teaching you more about the Alunium plant over the next few weeks, including what you can do if the plant you're caring for starts dying. They can be brought back to life again, but it's very tricky to do so. Any questions?
The rest of class was spent with Mistress Ventia answering questions about the plant. When class had ended, she gave us a pleasant smile and dismissed us. Looks like it's time for lunch, Max.
Sounds good to me. I was getting hungry.
Come on, let's go.